You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
She's not shiny, right?
I ain't gonna set you up for failure.
Because I have blotting papers.
Here's the thing. I'll give him I'll give you his address, and we'll kill him if you look shiny.
Roll up.
That's the start of this episode.
Slay.
Yeah, we'll kill him if you look shiny. Last one to the airport buying breakfast. Day one. Yes, LaToya. We're here to talk power. We're here to talk everything. But I don't know. What do you want to start with, Mike? Do you want to start with power? You want to start with ghosts? You want to start with?
Let's start with her story. Let's start with how she got introduced to, the scene, acting.
Oh, right away, we're getting right into it.
So,
what was your first, you heard the word power? Was it, did you watch the show? Was it, did you get the audition? What was it?
Okay, might sound like a broken record, but oh well, because it's facts.
Yeah.
I've always been a fan of power, since the very beginning, okay? It's been on my vision board since 2017.
Wow, I did not know
yes,
that.
Yes, for real, you really didn't?
No.
Okay, good.
Did you know that?
Nah, she told me this before.
I still have the vision board. So I have, the house, the clothes, stuff that I want. I want
to get
the YSL
shoes you got on right now.
The YSL shoes, now that I got
some
money.
Show more.
Okay, well, that's the bottom. Anyway, so I put my acting stuff in the middle. Mm-hmm. I wanted stars. I literally cut out the letters, stars. I put the Z at the end. Mm-hmm. I had power on there. And there were times when I would envision myself talking to Courtney, talking to 50. It was crazy. Because power was my thing.
I'm getting goosebumps.
No, swear. I was not playing. And then I also said that I wanted to get a manager and an agent. I put that in that area too. That was the end of December going into 2017, and I ended up getting my agent in 2017. I got my agent by way of my fiance's manager.
Mm-hmm.
So she, reached out and over at Abrams at the time before they changed it to A3.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they dropped me in the middle of pilot season five years ago, and then I booked a massive show.
Massive, number one, okay?
Yes,
even sir. Power to ghosts, okay? Yeah. So that's how that happened. I, of course, you go into a meeting and all that stuff. You put yourself on tape, because at the time, I didn't have nothing to really show. No, professional reel.
Yeah.
So I did some sides, audition tape, sent it over, was praying, and then they signed me. And then about a couple of months, almost to a year later, that's how I ended up getting my two managers.
Nice.
I met with them, and thank God they split commission, because that would be rough. Anyway. Okay. So then what else? Sorry. Oh yeah. So I got my agent, my manager, and then 2019 came around. I got an email saying they want to audition me for, I think, did it say Ghost? I don't even remember.
Ghost.
It said Ghost.
It's a Power Book 2 Ghost.
Ghost,
yeah.
Yes. And I didn't know if it was a prequel or moving forward. The sides, I couldn't understand nothing. They didn't say it was
Tariq.
But
you watched the show, and then you're like, oh, wow, okay.
Exactly. So I freaked out. I went to a self-tape place because I was like, we're not doing this at my house. It needs to be professional. It has to have the light in like this. You know what I'm saying? Gotta look fly.
Yeah.
So I put myself on tape, and I got the call back, a director session. And I was in LA, and I went to the director session. I see Anthony Hemingway, I see Courtney, and I was like,
the team.
Yeah. Anthony Hemingway's the big dog.
Look at what you're envisioning.
He was like,
okay.
Look at you. He was just envisioning talking to Courtney. Now look at you.
Freaking out on the inside. Shanna was there. It was so many people in that room. And I feel like I murdered that audition. Mm. I was
obviously.
As you should.
Okay.
You obviously did.
Hello. I was like, even if I walked out. I was like, even if I don't book it, I know I booked the room. It felt like I just
Yeah. You just went cooking. In there. You made your presence felt.
I did.
That's so funny because Makai said the same exact thing last episode.
Yeah.
He said I left the audition feeling
good,
so good, and it's like the people love me. So even if they're doing another power show or whatever, they'll remember me.
Yeah. Exactly.
So let's take that into a note. Mm-hmm. As long you book the room, you pretty much feel like I got the job.
Exactly. Yeah, so no matter what, even if you don't, like, this is for everyone watching. Like, mm-hmm. if you have an audition, even if you don't get the job, whatever, if you make your presence felt, you make yourself rememberable, then you're good.
Exactly.
Because a lot of times actors will come in and they'll do, you know, they'll read for Diana.
Character.
And then they don't get it. And uh-huh. then they're like, damn it, what the fuck? But they love them, but they were wrong for that role. They'll call you back and they'll go, hey, we got another role for you coming up episode 5, 6, 7. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's crazy how everything
That's
works out
so
like that.
Fact.
So one question, do you, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Finish what you were going
to say. No, I think I was about to low-key switch it a little bit to what you were saying. So what were you going
to
say?
I wanted to ask you because I like to ask everyone, but like, do you remember the scene that you used to audition? Or, like, that they gave you to audition with?
So it was, oh my God, wait. Whoa.
It wasn't the dinner table scene. No
right. I actually auditioned for Diana and Lauren.
Mm. See?
I remember my Lauren sides. It was the first scene between Tariq and Lauren.
When
you're looking for
school.
Looking for the
She's
classroom.
Like, you lost?
You lost.
And then
for Diana, we never even shot that because, you know, Diana was supposed to play basketball. Mm. I was like, oh, Jesus. Now, if she can play football, I'm here for it.
Yes. You're supposed to play basketball?
Yes.
How did I not know this?
Diana, I had a whole basketball in my audition.
Really?
Like, I was like,
you was Lil Zeke.
We're going to need a stunt double. Yeah.
I did not know that. And what happened? They just got rid of it?
Yeah, you know, she didn't, Monet didn't let her go to school to play. Remember that scene with her walking down to Zeke's game? She was like, how come I can't play basketball like Zeke, go to school like Zeke? Woo. Oh, I was like, okay, that's fine. Because y'all going to need to hire somebody for that. But football, I'm all here for it. But yeah.
I love that. So you did, you went and Anthony Hemingway and Courtney were there.
Oh
so
God.
You did the scene.
I did the scene.
And you crushed it, you left.
He gave me a note and I was like, okay. Because you know how
sometimes
you
What was the note? Do you remember?
I was playing it more like little sister and I think he wanted me to play that particular scene like, not like the little sister, like I get it. I have, my presence is known.
Yeah.
These are my brothers, but I still run
Own
shit too.
Shit. Yeah.
I think... From what I can remember, but yeah. But I was gonna say, it's so crazy. I'm just gonna say this to everybody as well. Rejection is God's protection.
1,000%.
Because, okay, there was this movie that I kind of saw recently. I'm not gonna name it. I thought I wanted it so bad. Mm-hmm. They had me pinned forever. Pinned means you're in the mix. Mm. So they had me pinned for it. I really thought that I was gonna get it. 2 weeks later, they ended up releasing me, and that was the first time that I've ever cried about a job.
So pinned means that they call you and they ask you for your schedule. They say, you're one of the people we want for this. Mm-hmm. They call and they say, keep these dates. So say, for example, she, you know, got that movie. She wouldn't have been able to do
Ghost. Wouldn't have been. Okay. Oh, mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, like, I remember folding my clothes when I finally got the call that I didn't get the movie. I was like, I really thought this was going to be the one.
Yeah.
Like, this was going to be the one to set my career. A month later, boom, Ghost came. I was like, thank God.
Yeah. Ooh, this is why I'm so...
No, you're good.
Yes, I was so excited. Like, y'all don't understand. I cried for 2 days when I got the call. The next day, I cried so much that my eyes, my face was puffy.
That you,
I
had you that got the call that you didn't get it or that you got Ghost?
Oh, sorry. The call that I got Ghost. Uh-huh.
So who called? I want to hear.
This is why I'm so adamant on, like... Like, things happen for a reason. Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Just like you said, because if I booked that movie, I wouldn't have been available for this. And nobody knows that movie. Like,
yeah. That's the same thing happened with me with a Netflix show that now it's on.
You thought you wanted.
Fourth or fifth season, and I was like, this is it. I it was a book, and it turned into a, and now I'm like, thank God. Mm-hmm. That show's still going. Now I'm here, I'm like, thank God. Like,
yeah.
So yeah,
you
you're
are
right.
Both of y'all. Well, first of all, you've been doing Tariq since day one, okay? Killing it.
You know Tariq more than you know Michael Ray.
Okay, Loki.
Hey, man.
So
okay, so what happened? So you got, you know, you got the audition. Did they, and you, so you had two auditions?
Yeah, so I had the regular self-tape one, and then the callback, which was the director session.
And then that was it?
That was it. Mm-hmm. My manager was like, wait, so you're not testing? I was like, listen, no. Let's, yeah, no. Let's
so go. You didn't yeah. chemistry read with Mary, or anyone?
Mm-mm. I didn't even know Mary was going to be my mom.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll
okay,
get to that.
Sorry.
So, no, don't be sorry. So who called? I love, I get goosebumps on the call.
My yeah.
so
agent.
So exciting for me.
Hearing the story.
Like, and I'm like, yeah. fucking tell me, baby.
Right. My agent and both of my managers, we were all on a call. Because, you know, when they call, all of them together, it's yeah, either good or bad. So I was like, okay, my heart was racing, and they were like, so you booked it. And I didn't even cry. When I was on the phone with them, I was just like, chill.
Yeah.
Like, are you excited? I'm like, yeah, I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy.
And were you like for Diana, or they called you in for the chemistry read for Diana, not Lauren?
Not Lauren.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Lauren, so I didn't even make it far for Lauren. Like, yeah. it was just self-tape, boom, I didn't hear nothing. Diana, yeah. I was like, okay. Yeah.
yeah.
But I cried. When I got off the phone, that's when it hit me.
Yeah.
And I cried.
Everything changes.
And everything changed. I was like, okay. And that was a Friday.
Yeah.
Can you be in New York on Sunday?
Wait, yep. it was that quick?
Yo.
Yes.
Bro, that's how they... Bro.
I was like, New York on Sunday? Where am I supposed to be living?
Oh, yeah.
In the first 2 weeks, I was living like almost near Brownsville. Like, I was like, I don't know.
Wait, but where'd you grow up? So, come on.
So, I was a lawyer, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, yeah, like, God, it's been crazy. It's been a ride. Yeah.
Hey, OG.
What up, my brother?
You know we down with the Manscaped crew. You know that's all we rock with.
Obviously. Who else would we rock with? Nobody?
I'm not sure if you know about this new package they got. It got three steps.
Tell me.
So first,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying, exfoliate.
Uh-huh.
The second step is the cream.
Uh-huh.
And the third step, get to business, you know? And it's like small, like the razor's small and nimble too, so you could get all up in it, you know, wherever you gotta go.
And my little balls, it could fit in there.
I mean, whatever size, it's gonna work.
Yeah.
See, now I'm not sure if you heard of it, but it's called the Ultra Smooth Package.
The Ultra Smooth Package, I did hear about this.
You always hearing about, I be thinking I'm putting you on, but you already know, like, how the fuck do you know about this?
I've been hearing rumblings, you know? I've been hearing rumblings.
But listen, man, before you go out with the crew,
you gotta get yourself right.
You know? Use the three-step process.
Yeah, you can't be going out with hairy balls. Like, here's the thing, man. It's not the 80s no more. You can't be going out with hairy balls. You gotta take care of that.
Yeah, not even just the balls. You gotta get, like, you know, the ears, you know, the nostril hairs. You
everywhere.
Gotta get everywhere. But you gotta be clean, smooth, and nice for the ladies. You know, you're going out. Come on, bro. Don't be playing around.
Manscaped. Make sure you use the promo code CREW. Support the podcast, please, so we can fly out IG baddies. But just to watch, and then we can interview people. But no, the more you guys support the podcast,
we could do for you guys. Yeah, more content.
Exactly.
And all of that. So yeah, use the code CREW. Yeah, Manscaped. Go get it.
So make sure you go to manscaped.com. Use the promo code CREW for 20% off and free shipping for your first order.
Yeah, you need that free shipping.
I mean, dude, what a deal.
Like, I hate paying for shipping. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. So use that code.
I know. Sometimes I put it all in my cart and I see the shipping. I'm like,
never mind.
Yeah. Free shipping. Support the podcast, please. Promo code CREW, manscaped.com. So you had what? So you booked it, and then 2 days later you found out, when did we start? We started in like October or November?
October 11th or 17th.
I think I knew in like May. We knew in May. And so I had to wait like 6 months. I'm like, oh my God, to wait for my deal to close, like all this stuff.
Yeah, but at least you knew you had it. You knew you had a job.
So you went in, you went to New York, and then your table read was what, Monday, Tuesday?
So they ended up pushing it. So I ended up, instead of having to fly out and find a place on Sunday, they put me up in like a hotel for a couple of days, and then we did the table read. And that's when Courtney tapped me on my shoulder and she was like, I want to introduce you to your mom. Mind you guys know I'm already a nervous person, period.
Yeah.
And she was like, your mom, like in my head, since I was already out of it, like just reeling up, just going. When she said, I want to introduce you to your mom, I was like, my mom's here? Like, I forgot that I'm playing a daughter. Like, I was just so nervous. And I turned, and I was like, oh, she means my mom. So I turned, and I saw Mary.
You was like?
I was stuck. I was like.
Were you a big Mary fan?
I love her. Yeah. I was like, you're so pretty. Like, that's the first thing I said. I was like, fuck, I'm so stupid.
It's okay. I stabbed Method Man with a fork, so I think we're
right,
even.
Right, exactly. No, that story, you got to tell that story. I don't know if you told me. How the hell do you do that? But yeah, she was so nice. She was like, you're so pretty, too. And then we gave each other a hug. And I already knew Woody, like, kind of.
Where'd you meet him?
Because, you know, he was a... hold on 1 second. Can we say that?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if he
we'll
would...
We'll cut out whatever...
He was like a dance... He
danced for Chris Brown. Yeah.
Okay, because you know he don't really like it to tell people that he.
Woody's like he likes to be like low key and.
Woody's
sly.
Like the most mysterious man ever.
Yeah, so I'm not saying because you know he has his mystery thing going on.
I was with Woody on set like on Friday, and I was like, "Yo, we going to Mike's thing at 40/40 Club tonight?" And I was like, "You want to come?" He goes, don't know, man. I'll let you know. Never heard from him. And then it was so his birthday, mysterious. Like 12 hours later. I'm like, yeah. He doesn't say anything to anybody.
He's crazy. Yeah. He's crazy. But I love him. I really do love my brothers. I feel like they really did their thing with my brothers. Great chemistry, the family dynamics, the mom, Monet and Lorenzo, like that family unit is so dope to me. It really feels like family.
Wait, so where did you meet Woody before? Just in LA or?
Oh no, so he was a dance double to my man Arlen Escarpeta on the Lifetime Bobby. Called Whitney, but he played Bobby.
Nice.
Woody was the dance double for Arlen. Yeah.
Nice.
And I remember we were just sitting there in the audience, like, talking about our dreams and like what we want to do with acting and stuff, and then here we are.
Yeah,
like it's crazy.
And now Arlen booked a huge show. Yeah, Woody's on the show. Yeah, you're on the show.
Yeah,
bro, everything happens for a reason. For real.
I'm so excited.
For real. So you get and you do the table read, and how do you feel after the first table read? How do you like?
I feel good. Yeah. Like, I felt really, really good. And then as we continued those in-person table reads, Method Man would be like, you got to speak up. You're so low. I just hear this whispering from the side. Because I would be so nervous. I'm like, I'm trying to talk that loud. Yeah, like, you know?
But I have the same issue. Like, projecting it feels so, like, awkward to me. I feel
Especially if it's a low scene.
Yeah,
like,
I'm like... I'm like, nah, this is not.
I'm like, hey, what up, Tariq?
Yeah, nah, you're the best.
Everyone's like, hey, keep it down.
Yeah, that's what I was like. But when I get to know people, I get really loud. Mm. That's why I'm like, shoot, I gotta remember there's a mic right here. So y'all not like trying to fix the levels.
There's no mic right there. We just talking. We just chilling. Yeah.
So all right, so you do the table read, and what's your first scene? So you go and you fit with Frank.
Yeah, yeah.
And they drip you out, and you're like, oh, this is fly. Yeah. Everyone has
because that was like one of the first things you had to do to like as far as the show goes.
Nice. My first scene was with Michael.
Oh, yeah. What scene was that? What was our first scene? Oh yes.
We were in the backyard, and then we come in, and I'm like Puerto Rican and black, da 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 da, and we're pointing at the pictures and stuff.
Wait,
and
it's the scene where
we meet.
It's the house party.
The house party.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So yeah, I want to ask you, how was your first day on set? Like, how did that go?
Oh,
like, what was your preparation for?
Because
I know you're nervous, but I definitely want
to
hear your preparation.
So sweet to me. Like, I say this all the time. Michael, you were so warm and welcoming. Like, I remember I whispered to you, I was like, well, I can't say that part, but I said something about him. And then I was like, I'm so nervous. And you're like, what you got to be nervous for? Mm-hmm. And there was the scene where, like, you started ad-libbing and you picked up this picture, my baby picture, and you showed it to me. And it made me laugh. And they actually used it.
Yeah, I said, I was like, who is this? I was like, she looks familiar.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah. So sweet.
He's been doing this since he's four. He's like, what you going to be nervous for? Like, Michael, you've been doing this for 20 years.
Yeah. I'm a whole bet. Yeah, but like, you really made me so comfortable.
Damn, he didn't make me feel comfortable. He didn't say shit to me my first day on Power, season 5.
Tell me that story.
Motherfucker didn't say shit to me.
Hey. But your story crazy too, though.
Yeah, we definitely did not speak first day, but it's all right. Yeah. We're best friends now.
But look at this. From not speaking on the first day to like best friends, having your own podcast.
And
like,
his partners, all that, you know?
That's a whole business. Okay.
So you do the scene with Michael, and are you like, okay, I felt good about that.
Yeah.
Anthony was directing, Anthony Hemingway?
Yeah.
And he's a good first guy to have because he's warm,
he's so
sweet
good.
Guy.
Yeah.
Man,
so
I
good.
Love Anthony, yeah. man. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I remember... No.
Please do.
There was a scene I had with Sax in the interrogation room, and like that day, like I don't know...
On Power or Ghost?
I think this was Ghost, I believe. Uh-huh. This might have... Yeah, this is Ghost, I think, now.
Look, he can't even remember
his song. Yeah, man, it's so much. Yeah. Like, we do.
How many years? 10 years?
Yeah, 9, 10 years now, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, there was a scene with Sax where he's trying to get me to, you know, fold or whatever. And then I'm like, hold on, no, you were there with a gun, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was that you know.
That was Power.
That was Power,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That scene. And, like, the first few takes, we were just like, I don't know what it was, bro. I just was, like, having a hard time. And, bro, just Anthony, bro, he just does such a great job at, like, guiding his actors, like, through the scene, bro. Like, he gets you to every point that you need to understand. It's just, like, he's the man.
He knows what he wants.
Yes, he's the man, bro. Shout out to Anthony.
And that's a problem when a director comes in and they're like, oh, I don't really know what I want for the scene. Because then it's, like, kind of all clouded. It's like if a director comes in, like Rob Hardy comes in, he's like, I know what I want. I know what I need to get. That's
love
it.
Rob.
It's boop, boop, boop. Yeah. 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 That's
but back to what you were saying. I'm sorry. I interrupted the fuck.
Oh, no. That is exactly it. Like, he will, like, feed us stuff. Mm. And then you started doing your thing. And I felt like it opened me up, like, to be a little bit more relaxed.
Yeah,
and I started doing sensory work where, because it's our meet cute, Tariq and Diana's meet cute, where they're supposed to be like, you know, And I was like, okay.
He had 80 meat cutes that episode.
1,000 meat cutes. Okay.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
That was a dope-ass scene, though. Yeah. We had fun doing that, too. We had the background and extras. It was fun. It was like a little party vibe.
I put, like, because, like, in, well, so when the episode actually aired, people were like, oh, my God, the way Diana looks at Tariq. So I was like, let me go see how to, but, and I was like, oh, this is nice. Mm-hmm. Like, so what I did, a little secret, sensory work, I put this smell on you that I love. Mm-hmm. Like, there's this perfume that I used to like, and I went into my memory bank and I was just like, okay, so every time I looked at you, I smelled this scent. And it made me like, you know what I mean? It's like sensory work.
You sprayed it on him?
No.
Just in your mind.
In my mind. Sensory, like you go into
this. I thought you went up to him like, day one, like,
put this on you real fast.
Put this on you quick.
Why did you spray it on
him? Yeah, what is this? And then he's like, what the hell? I don't like the smell. You got me walking around. No, I use from my mind, from like, it's sensory work. You know, like if you have to be cold in a scene, if you're not really cold, you have to remember a time when maybe you were in an ice bath or something. So, yeah. Something I feel like it works.
I love that. Did I talk to you day one on the table read? Did we speak?
I think so. I think so.
I feel like we spoke to everybody. I think everybody spoke that day.
Yeah.
Like, we were like...
It was
like,
a family location.
We weren't too familiar with each other, but like, as like it's like when as everyone was like being introduced to each other, everyone was just like kind of like meshed like pretty like easily.
Even from that video, because they did like recordings.
Yeah, they did like the little behind
the scenes.
Everybody
was talking.
Thing.
Yeah.
That was fun. Oh, right. Yeah,
it looked
stars,
like that was like season two. Yeah, it looked like a season two read.
Okay. So you do season one, and then the show comes out. Does your life change? Explain that. Explain the difference from when that first episode came out to like your life before and then when that first episode of Ghost came out.
Oh my God.
Was it overnight?
Before,
it was overnight?
I wouldn't say overnight, but...
Because you were putting in the work for a long time. A lot of people would say you had overnight success. It's like, no, we
that
did 20 years
hard.
Of work, but was it overnight from when, before the episode aired and after?
Oh, in that sense, absolutely yes. Because I could walk around no problem.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not no more.
I have literally, and that was before COVID, so I couldn't hide under a mask, which also doesn't matter because they still figure it out.
A mask, glasses, and a hat. Someone's like, is that Braden? I'm like, what the fuck?
They still figure it out.
I got a whole ski
like,
mask on with the glasses.
What the heck?
Yeah. I'm like,
a whole ski mask?
Yeah, they still
see, now that's next level.
We'll go to the airport. It'll literally be his eyes like this small, and then TSA will be like, that's Tariq.
That's Tariq.
I'm like, how the fuck? Like, what?
That's crazy.
I'm
going to
try it.
Don't get me wrong. We love the fans. We love meeting the fans. But when we got to get shit done.
You just gotta walk with
intent. Yeah, you can't be taking, like, it's tough. It's tough.
Like,
but.
I remember, it was me and Paige. We were walking from Whole Foods.
Y'all just love just doing shit like y'all, like, not on TV. Yeah.
But this is before it actually even aired. Like,
you
I didn't even think it aired yet.
Yeah, we might have just finished filming or something.
Yeah,
like.
And this guy.
But y'all still here, so
no, I'm sorry. It was season one. Season one hadn't even aired yet. Mm-hmm. And we're walking. And all of a sudden, I hear somebody say, LaToya, but it's New York. So I'm like, I'm tripping. Yeah. Don't be so full of yourself, girl. Just keep walking. And I was like, and they said, LaToya. And I turned, and he's walking up with his phone. He's like, is this you? And I was like,
it was a deadline announcement or
it
something?
It was a picture of me, like, on IMDb.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. So we took a picture, and that was crazy.
Yeah.
And then it's just been crazy from there. Yeah. Like, I've gone to stores, and they give me discounts. I'm like,
I know.
How come you don't want to give me no discount when I didn't have no money? Like,
now
I get the stuff for free.
Now you want to give me
now?
A discount?
Yeah. Like,
I got some bread, like, when
crazy.
I can actually buy it.
When I could get it now. Okay? Yeah, I've worn my shades. A mask, and it's still they're like
yep, they know.
I'm like, is it my forehead? Like, how do you know? Like, with the mask, I'm like, you can tell maybe from the color of my eyes because that's a little different for people. But like a mask and shades, it's got to be the forehead.
It's another thing too. It's the voice too. Like, even if like you're talking to someone, like I always be like, I don't know why it always slips me that people could obviously like, you know, notice you from your voice.
Your voice.
You know what I mean? Because I be like having my glasses on, and I don't even be trying to cover up. Like, it's just what I be wearing.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be cold. Well, now, but when it be cold, I be wearing the ski mask, all that.
Yeah. And they
be like, hold on.
Michael? Tariq?
Yeah, that's you? And I'm like, nah, what you talking about? Nah, you sound just like him. I be like, nah, it's me. What's up?
I was about to say, do you ever be like, nah?
Yeah. I've done that a couple times.
Trust me, like when, oh my God, when Tariq started becoming like an actual character in the show, like season three, season four, and like people weren't really sure because they never really saw my face a lot, I was like, nah, it's not me.
Not me.
And I used to be able to get away with it so much.
More.
Not anymore. Yeah, it's quiet.
Yeah.
It's quiet. Now it's like, it's not even Tariq now. It's like vlogs and all type of other shit. So it's over
with.
So how did you approach Diana? Like, did you come in with a specific game plan on how you wanted to play her? Was there like, I'm just going to wing it and see how I feel on set? Because that's kind of the way I roll. Like, yeah. I don't do a ton of prep work. When I get to set, if I have like comedy stuff, I will sit in my dressing room or like right when I get to set and I'll go, okay, I'm going to add these jokes in for these different alts. Oh. But like, I don't ever, like, I'm not at home like, oh, I'm going to do like Brayden like this. Because yeah. I feel like it's too planned. What did you
that
have? Because every
true.
Actor is different.
I don't really plan how I'm going to say things because I don't want to feel like I'm married to the choices.
Yeah, right.
But
well, this is even before Michael wants his food right now.
Yeah, I know.
Just bring it on in. Listen, we Gucci.
Fuck.
Just let Michael eat. Because
I was trying not to laugh, but he was like,
I'm trying to make sure nobody looking at me. I'm into
just do
like
it.
This.
Who cares?
I was like, that means you can. Yeah, you
this
can
is what the
food.
People love.
Sorry, yeah, my bad.
Because if Michael gets hangry,
yeah. This is yours, bro. My bad. I'm sorry.
But so yeah, like even before Diana, like you had to go to set, before you got to work, were you like, oh, this is how I want to play her? Did you have a specific game plan for Diana, not for the lines themselves?
Well, yeah, I definitely broke down my character. I wanted to make sure that even though she is the baby,
yeah.
she still has strength.
Right.
Because she is a Tejada, mm-hmm. or Tejada, however you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So she has strength. She comes from, you know, I just went through her whole character description yeah. and broke it down and made sure that it was still real.
Yeah.
Because if it's real to me, then it'll be real to other people.
Right.
and he's like, uh-huh. But,
he's like, yeah, okay, yeah, keep on.
I'm tuned in.
But yeah, like, as far as that, I just wanted right. to be true to my character description and yes. my arc, which I was so appreciative that they gave us that.
Do you remember what the character description was for Diana?
Ooh.
Because here's the thing. When they give you a character description, like, it's a blank slate. Like, yeah. there's no LaToya.
Yeah.
So every person is going to do it differently.
Mm-hmm.
So people only know Diana as LaToya.
Which
they don't
crazy.
Know what else it could have been. So what was the character description? Obviously, everyone knows what you made it.
Dang, I
you don't know?
Remember.
Yeah.
Because when I first read the description, that was before the like audition.
Yeah.
Which was like in 2019. And then COVID hit. So I don't remember much. From
yeah.
it, but
I know,
I'd be like,
it was definitely, of course, pretty much what you see. I'm just yeah. going to say that because I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
remember. My brain is swimming.
So the episode started coming out. Where did you watch the first episode? With us at Paige's
I think so,
auntie's
yeah.
house?
Yeah.
Hilarious
yeah.
story that night.
Yeah.
remember?
That was crazy.
So obviously because of the pandemic, we didn't have a premiere season mm-hmm. one. So we all went to Paige's like auntie's house in Harlem and we all watched the episode on this rooftop.
Was it Harlem?
Sheesh,
I don't even remember.
No, it was in the Bronx.
In the Bronx.
Okay. I don't know.
So, yeah, I forgot. So, we were there, and I bring my little brother, and he starts.
Who I love.
Yo!
He starts.
Shout out to Lil Chris, man.
He starts drinking and smoking, and I'm like, I see him looking over at the, he was at the hammock. He's laying on the hammock and LaToya comes over to me and goes, I think you gotta get your little brother. He's really, really fucked up.
Yes.
And I was like, nah, he's fine. He always gets like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
like,
oh, he's
whatever.
Cool.
So then he stands up and he's wobbling and I'm like, okay, I think I actually really need to get
yeah.
him. So I walk him down these spiral steps right outside of Paige's aunt's
barely
door.
Barely made it.
Right outside the door. He throws up all over the place. When I tell you projectile everywhere, all over himself,
yes.
everywhere.
Aww.
So as, I didn't even get to watch the episode,
bro,
as I'm cleaning up
shit.
His vomit, yeah. I hear, they say this is
the
big rich
town.
I'm sitting there like, fuck.
Damn.
That was how I watched the first episode.
Brother.
It was so funny because at the end of the night, like I saw on Finsta, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, the fuck is Meebo doing? He's like throwing up and then all he's cleaning up. I'm like,
up.
No way this happened while we was watching that episode.
I didn't even
like,
see him drinking that much. Yeah. Like, I didn't see it.
Yeah,
I didn't see him drinking
much.
Was it crazy to see your name on the LaToya Tenaday
oh
on the...
Oh my God,
yeah.
Yes. It was. Yeah. Like, what?
Yes.
Like, by myself?
Yeah.
A single card? Like, what?
It's
okay.
pretty wild to see.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. That's fire right there.
Yeah.
I was... this whole experience has been crazy for me.
Yeah.
Like, even today, someone walked by and they were like, their face, like they didn't even do like a
it's
double
crazy.
Take. It just lit up.
I know.
And then another person, like this guy, I was in Zara and he was like, oh, and he's like trying to shake my hand and his hand is shaking. I'm like, yeah. For me?
I think the same shit sometimes. Like, I am not the type of person that thinks I'm like all that. Like, listen, yeah. Like, I know I'm good at what I do and I do my shit and I take it seriously. But like, there's a lot of actors that walk around like, like this and that. Yeah. I'm just like, bro, like, relax. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not all, you know what I mean?
It's
like, I'm
crazy.
I think we're all kind of like that. Like, we don't think of ourselves like that.
Yeah, I know. I think it's still like, I don't know. I think that's a good thing about us that we're still humble and we still have that inside of us, because you don't want to change and be a dick unless you have to be.
Yeah.
But most times you don't have to be. Yeah. I feel like
we've worked with a lot of people who are.
Oh, see? Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's right.
I like that. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, you know when the Jamaican comes out, he's serious.
That's why. All right. No, for real. Like, I'm thankful. And I do say, we are real family. We are real family.
Facts.
Okay.
We go out all the time. Mm-hmm. Family.
Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you a question. Because you be killing shit on set.
Oh, thank you.
You be in the zone. I want to ask you, like, as far as, like, inspirations go and all of that, like, you know, as far as artistry and acting, like, who are some of your inspirations, like, on the screen?
I love...
Male, female, don't matter.
Yeah, I love Viola. I love Angela Bassett. I love Meryl Streep. Mm-hmm. Leonardo DiCaprio, I think he's so damn good.
He's so good.
Like, that damn Django scene, I didn't know that when he hit the skull that his hand was bleeding, and he just kept going.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, like, if I did that and I scraped my... like. Would I have stopped? Like,
you'd be like, Ken props, please.
Yeah, hello, Band-Aid. Hair and makeup.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, they're just so committed, and I love how focused they are and also how free they are.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Taurus, so I overthink sometimes, and I'm a creative, so I'm an overthink.
You definitely overthink. She be on set like,
what about this? Do I have a booger?
I'm like, you look good.
Thank you. It's crazy.
You do have to take into consideration, though, with Leonardo DiCaprio, obviously, in that scene, when they're doing films, it's not like Power's a well-oiled machine for 10 years.
True.
The director knows what they want. We know what shots we need to get, and that's that. So there's really no room to, like, a lot of movies you see, like Uncut Gems, people are talking over each other,
all that stuff. God.
We don't do that on our show because that's not the way that they shoot it.
Yeah.
So we are limited to what we can do because it's already what happens. You know what I mean?
That's true. It's a formula. Right.
So there is a limitation on what we can do because I am the type of actor that's like, listen, if Woody or Michael cuts me off while I'm speaking, that's life.
That's so life, yeah.
But when we do a scene, sometimes Michael will cut me off or I'll cut him off and they'll have to take it back. We need the lines clean. But there's a lot of movies that just, no, we're talking over, that's life, but Power's not like that. So we are limited, but I do know what you mean, like stuff
so
like that.
Free.
So flexible at the same time.
Yeah.
But I will say, with the whole cutting off thing, like I can't speak too much, but there is a scene with a certain person.
This season or last season?
This season three coming.
Yeah.
Something happens where they say something to me and I started my line and they cut me off, but I needed my line out. So I fought for my line.
Right.
And I said it back and that person was, and they said it back. It was perfect.
That's life.
And I said to them, I was like, listen, let's do that again.
Yeah.
If it happens, fight for your line because I'm fighting for mine.
Right.
And it worked. Now, I don't know how they're going to edit it, but it was nice. It
felt
good.
I thought you made it seem like it was a spoiler.
Oh, no.
You're like, I can't say this. We fought for it.
I can't say who because they don't know that part.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. So who was your, so you said all this, who was your favorite, Power character?
Oh my God.
In the original show.
In the original, you know, it was Ghost and Tommy. Yeah. I can't even say, like, and then when Kanan's ass came through, though.
Yeah.
Oh, and wait a minute, because we just talked about this the other day at the table read. Kendrick Lamar fucking killed it.
Yeah.
Laces, man.
Oh my God. Wasn't he speaking Spanish, if I'm not mistaken?
He was doing all type of shit. He was like a talented crackhead.
Exactly. But my favorite, Ghost and Tommy. Because that Ghost and Tommy. That relationship.
Yeah.
The relationship. Like, I don't know how close they were in real life, but it felt like they were boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's how you got to do it.
What about y'all? Yeah. Ghost, Tommy?
I don't know. Nah.
I forgot who, we talked about who we would want to bring back from the dead.
Yeah, but I don't think we picked
a favorite character.
Really?
I loved Julio. Julio was cool as fuck.
Dope.
Julio was him.
I like the off, you know what I mean? Ghost was
like
obviously
the gangster,
cool.
Like the henchman.
You're saying so not the obvious choices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Holly was good. I think she did a damn good job with her
stuff. She was killing her.
We got to have her on. I love her.
Holly. Yes.
Lucy Walters is her name,
Lucy Walters. Lucy Walters,
yeah.
Listen, I'm just like the fans, you know, like Diana, like,
my name is. Yeah, when we go to a club, people are like, Tariq, Michael's like, that ain't my name.
I'd be like, Michael.
It is weird though, like when people address me by my real name, I'm like, dang, I guess I am making somewhat of an impact or whatever, you know.
You are. Talk your shit.
Thank you.
What was your favorite scene in the original Power? Like, all-time favorite
scene. In the original.
So you said Ghost and Tommy are your favorite characters.
Damn, it was so many. One that I can think of right now, because I've been watching
I know, it's hard to think of it,
You gotta, like, go through. Yeah. When he did that to,
Oh, wait, he did it to Tasha,
When they were arguing, because she was finally, like, letting him have it.
Yeah.
And he...
I'm so curious. That was probably not scripted.
Was it
scripted? Do you remember?
I don't think it was.
So, he did that on him on his own. Which is,
I wonder if she knew it was coming or like.
Those are the stuff that I wish I knew too. But here's the thing: only those two people and like maybe the director and a couple crew members will ever know that.
But trust me.
But we'll have Omarion. We'll talk to him about it.
Ask him because that was intense.
Because I remember there was a scene that me and him did. This was like towards the end of the season where we were actually like going at it a lot.
Yeah.
And he was staying in a hotel. And I came to him and like, this was the scene where I'm telling him, like, tell me everything. If you want me to confess, you got to tell me everything what happened. And he actually, we were rehearsing it. And you know, in the scene, he slams me on the table.
Yep.
And that was never written. And we were rehearsing it, and we actually did that shit. I'm like, oh, shit, what the fuck?
Wait, so you weren't even ready for it?
Yeah, you know, we were just blocking it out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, like, we were in it, though. Like, we were in it at rehearsal. I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, we were just in it.
Yeah,
it was just the energy. So, and that shit just happened, and I was like, oh.
He did.
I didn't know that was coming, but
table.
It shit worked, though. I'm like, I like that shit. Yeah. I was like.
What other, I'm actually curious that, what other unscripted moments happened for you guys? Do you guys remember anything specific, like?
I mean, there's so many unscripted moments like for us because, you know, we obviously...
Oh, we have
a lot. Too.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't
We always go back and...
As far as actions, I wouldn't say there's too many that we've added unscripted. Because, you know, it's not really much action with us. So it's not much we could really work with. You know?
I remember season six of Power when I came in and with the money...
So wait, you came in season six or five?
Right, okay. This was season six.
Okay.
I came into the dorm room and Tariq was sitting on the bed and I had the money. And for some reason, takes, I walked in and I was like... I did like one of these.
Is that the one they used?
And they made it. Yes,
that's
that was the first time I've ever seen him do that shit. I was crying.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, how do you keep a straight face?
I think Hernan directed that episode and he came up to me and he's like,
Do it again.
Yes, exactly. Like, when it was like dancing
even with
the money.
Ice cream. Was that, remember season one of Ghost? You said something with the ice cream, something about like it melting or something. Was that?
That was improv.
Okay, yeah.
There was something that I improv with the ice cream.
It was so good.
It's pretty much every scene. Something at least makes it, if it's comedy. Like, obviously that was comedy. The drama stuff, I don't really, because I don't want to fuck with that formula too much. That's not, you know,
structure.
I put my comedy stuff in there. But I think I ate like 9 ice cream cones that day
because
I took a bite at the end of the scene.
Thank God you're not lactose intolerant.
You have to keep doing that shit.
Yeah, so basically what happens is if you're shooting with food, like real food, I'm not one of those actors that like to just
spit it out at the end.
Well, keep the plate there and make it not real. So you're just like, you're just like touching at it. You don't eat it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you know.
I will cut for days. And right
because the food's not great.
And it's cold sometimes. Yeah. So, like, I will, like, when I know the scene is, like, about to end, that's when I'll get ready to put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Or I'll be talking, I'll put it in, like, I'll do my napkin and cut. Lavelle, who plays Drew, will eat. He'll just be chewing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, my God, I can't even look at him. Yeah. It's so funny.
But here's the problem. So, in the master, which is, you know, the wide shot, if you take a bite of something and eat it, you got to do it for Monet's coverage, for Lavelle's coverage. You got to do it, you know, like, and make sure that you're... So sometimes you'll have to... I ate like 9 ice cream cones that day.
And as far as unscripted, I will say, I was supposed to be Monet in season 2. Remember when she choked me and they were saying, a little stupid stuff on Instagram, whatever. when she choked me and had me up against the wall. Originally, I think she was supposed to slap me. and they changed it last minute.
Like day of. Yeah, they do that a lot too. Mm-hmm.
And she was so gentle. But I will say, I did kind of have, because you know she has like the long nails. I had like little nail marks in my neck because she had me up there. Yeah. Like, girl. But it was time. Sometimes Diana needed
sometimes
that.
I like that.
Yeah.
No, when you get into it. Like me and
I'm
Michael
like, you
have
choke me softly.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Michael have had stuff and I'm like, bro, go for it. Yeah. Like, and we're like, we don't care about hurting each other. Mm-mm. Like, I don't give a fuck. We want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she was gentle. Like, cause after not during the take, but like after she was like, are you okay? I'm like, no, that's fine. Yeah. Like, it was good.
It's crazy how much like what we get on the page changes day of. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember the scene where I go to, obviously, kill Lauren.
Oh, my
God. There's a scene that never made it, but it was... Yeah, I know. R.I.P.
That's
but
so sad.
There was a scene that never made it because the episode was so long, but... I come back and I put the gun in a safe... in the under like my bed or something.
Yeah.
And then I'm leaving, and Trace comes into my room, and he goes like, "I'm testifying, like this and that, like your brother's your homie's fucked, like all this stuff." So then I like broke down and cried like
oh, that would have been so
it was
good.
Such a good scene. I want the scene, but I like broke down and cried and said, "Trace, like if you do this,
please,
like."
Yeah.
And then he walks out of the room and I'm like, he's dead if he does this. So then I literally cried, and then I walk over to a baby picture that they had me print out and give it to him, and I punched it because it's like, this is what Brayden has become. It was such a good scene. I don't know why it didn't make it.
Fucking put that shit in
the show. To see Brayden cry would have been nice, because that's so many layers.
I think the episode was just so long, but and it was a long scene,
bruh,
but it, yeah, just
three more minutes
it.
Wouldn't hurt. Bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Give us some deleted scenes, man.
But as I was saying about the whole thing, like when you go, like it's written on the page, and then you go to set, and the set is different sometimes than what the writer all the time than what the writer had envisioned if it's a new location.
So you gotta readjust.
So you're like, okay, Brayden puts the gun under his bed, and then they'll actually Bart, who directed that episode, came in and saw, oh, there's a little vent over here that the gun could fit in. Let's put it in the vent.
Yep.
So stuff changes literally the second you get to set.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah. And we have to make that adjustment.
It's so interesting. Yeah, but I think that's the most fun, is like when you're not prepared
when you're
for
not,
that type of
stuff. Yeah, so that you could be more free now, because it's not so ingrained in your mind. Is that the word? Ingrained?
Ingrained, yeah.
Boom.
Was there any Diana scenes that got cut that you wish made it, or?
There was one between Drew and I that I thought was nice. But I could see why we didn't need it.
Yeah.
Because we kind of had two scenes prior to that said the same thing. Mm-hmm. So you didn't really need it. But I can't.
Do you remember the specifics of it? It was just like,
dang, I should have had more breakfast. I can't remember nothing.
She's like,
right,
I wanted to look lean on camera.
I can't. Yeah.
Listen, you're not the only one. I'd be trying to go back to these.
I'm like, yo, I can't think about nothing.
Michael's been having a feast over here. Why don't you take some of his?
Yeah. I want some shrimp. I got some shrimp mac and cheese.
No. But what was it? No, it was like, it was about like deading Everett, because like you need to get that together because he's a loose end.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the same conversation that Kane had with Drew and Lorenzo had with Drew. So we didn't have to have the conversation too. It was a nice brother sister moment, but I could see how they felt like they didn't need it again.
Yeah.
The brothers, sisters. Yeah, tell us about that. I love the Tejada family.
Me too.
I love the Tejada family. Y'all be going at it, but like y'all strong though. Y'all solid.
We'll
get to that scene. That'll be the ending of this.
Yeah.
Like, keep going.
But how is it though, like working with everyone, you know, working with Lavelle, you know, Woody,
Mary, Berto.
Yeah, what's the energy? Because we're really not. Like, we're never there when the tide is here. You have been
there,
times?
I've been there a few times, but like I want to know like how it is when you guys are just
First of all, Woody and Lavelle are so different.
Yeah.
like you said, Woody is very mysterious, right? But also funny.
Yeah.
Because he will ad-lib.
Woody plays dumb a lot.
Right, he'll
ask you a question and he knows what he's asking. He's like, "What's up?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lavelle is so focused.
Yeah.
Like, he's so focused, and I'm about to put you on blast. He will come to set with a book, but he never finished the book. Like,
So he just want to look like he's
book,
reading?
But he never finishes the book. And I'm like, so he came to, he came to set recently with a new book. And he was like, all right, so I'm about to read it. I said, Lavelle, you going to finish this book this time? Like, I don't even bring a book because I know I'm not going to read
it. Yeah, I just
like,
sit on my phone.
We talk, we run our mouths. Right. We play Uno. Play Uno with Mary.
Man, that's
I lost.
Fire. Lavelle
did. Woody, I think, was second place. Mary was third. I was last. It was so bad. I hate being last. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, the energy is good. Mary is hella funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I pulled up the set in the Urus a couple days ago.
She said, I bet. Yeah. I'm backing out the helicopter to set
right.
next time.
Exactly.
She goes to me, yeah. She's like, I didn't know you were going to stunt on us today. She's like, I would have brought the helicopter.
Okay.
I was like, my bad, Mary.
Let me reverse.
She's like,
yeah, Berto, I feel like working with him is always so sweet because he pours into us mm-hmm. so much and he teaches us a lot. Like, I feel like both Mary and Berto have this stillness to them.
Berto plays Lorenzo.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Berto is Papi. Poppy, because you know they said I'm poppied everybody out. Like, I wrote it. I didn't write it. Like,
there's going to be memes from this podcast.
They're like, poppy. Shut the fuck up. I love his energy because he's a girl's... Is it a girl's dad?
Girl dad.
Yeah, in real life.
Yeah, he's the sweetest guy.
He's so sweet. So that's really nice. And then my brother's like, it's just really good energy. Yeah. And we joke around. We have really good like conversations. Nice. They be schooling us. Mary be schooling us because you know she got a whole bunch of knowledge to give.
Yeah.
So it's dope. I love this family.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's really
I already
dope.
Know you be enjoying it. I love being on 7 Mary too.
Yes.
And Mary be chopping up. We be talking about drip clothes.
Yes.
She's mad cool. Yeah.
She's so cool. Mm-hmm. I remember I was like, man, I want to do this, and like she was just giving me like pointers, and I mm-hmm. really appreciate that because she don't have to, but
of course.
You know,
she could just go sit in her
I'm gonna listen.
Yeah,
man, I did not expect her to be as like interactive
as cool
with everyone.
As she, right?
Yeah, she's super dope. Like she's super chill. I love her.
We gonna get her on here. Don't worry.
Right?
Don't
worry. Okay.
For you,
now that one gonna blur. Okay.
That's gonna be fun.
Is there anything that you want to do? Like, is there anything in the power universe that you're like, I want Diana to do this.
Yeah.
Like me, I'm like Brandon, like I just want to kill someone. Like
same. Yeah. I want Diana to.
Oh, because you
kill
don't have an, do you have an on-screen killer now?
No, I mean, I have by way of me, the construction worker at the bar. He's dead because of me.
Right.
Because Diana stole the money, and Monet thought it was him, but it was really me. So he was killed because of me. And I think there's one more.
I have kind of the similar
thing. Like, by
thing,
way
yeah.
of me.
Yeah. By way of Diana.
Yeah, but not me. Yeah. And I would love to. Because, you know, I really do go to the gun range in real life. Yeah.
Me too.
I feel like
it
would be nice. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? A little shooter.
Don't be shooting me.
Yeah.
But they have me wearing nails, so I don't know how that'll work. But we'll figure it out. Yeah.
So we can go back now. We did the power talk. How did you get into acting? Like, what was, like, the first thing that you remember? Did you want to do it since you were a kid? Or
I've always wanted to act, and I would just like do like I don't know how to say that.
No, so say anyways, it, say it. You do like scenes or something as a kid?
Yeah,
or?
I would do scenes as a kid.
Yeah,
and like
I feel
stuff
like all
that.
Of us have done some type of thing.
I
like
would
that.
Read the back of like toothpaste and like do the little like toothpaste commercials and stuff. I always wanted to act. I had I think it was a Disney audition. And I had to rap.
Really?
Yeah. And I didn't get it, but
fucking Dizzy, those racist motherfuckers. Like, they're like, yeah.
We're gonna make you rap.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna make you,
you
rap.
You sing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You dance.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't get it, but it was fine.
I'm kidding.
I felt
Dizzy's
like,
not racist. Please hire me.
sorry.
I was joking.
So funny. Cut. Anyway. But yeah, like I feel like that's when I was really bit by the bug. Like, okay, I really wanna do this. Yeah. And I just started taking it really serious. And I was like, you know what? If it doesn't work, I'll just be a lawyer because I feel like I'm really smart,
right?
And I feel like I can negotiate well. But I'm happy acting worked out because then I could always play a lawyer,
right?
You know,
so what was your first like where you got to L, like, did you move, or you, where you grew up?
I'm from LA.
So where'd you grow up?
In Los Angeles.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. So you grew up in Los Angeles.
You're not from Los Angeles. You just live in Los Angeles.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Live in LA. Yeah.
Okay.
So you grew up in Los Angeles. So it's around you.
It's around me.
And then did you do like a restaurant job to pay for what was the?
I was a casting assistant.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. But it was not for like. Let me not show you that. It was for
porn.
Real stuff,
it was for porn. It's
no,
okay.
No.
Admit it was for porn.
No, it was for music videos.
Nice.
Yeah. So I was doing that and then auditioning. And yeah. And then, you know, here I am. Yeah.
Things and
then
falling in place. It's crazy when like
falling in place.
Once the ball just starts rolling, it just starts rolling.
Yeah. Yep.
You could literally be doing nothing for like a good 3-4 years and then
boom.
Yeah, one thing and just like hello.
Cause like I actually met 50 on The Oath because he did The Oath. He was executive producer there, along with Anil. I met Anil as well. And I met 50 in person at the season 2.
Anil works for G-Unit, right?
Yes.
Yeah, correct.
At the season 2 premiere of The Oath.
Right.
And this is when 50 first got the rights to BMF. And I was like... Mm. Nervous, because, you know, he seems so intimidating and, like,
he's really
a
sweet
big
guy.
Man. And I'm just like, oh, my God. But I really want to tell him, like, I want to audition for BMF. So, and I'm a tourist, so I say what I want to say.
Yeah. Not no more.
So I just, okay, not no more, because I'm happy where I am.
What show is that?
Which one?
What is it called?
Oh, you are so funny. I was like, huh?
So, LMF? What is it called?
He's so funny. LMAO.
Because I only know Leisha.
So I told him, like, I was like, hey, I met him. And I was like, I told him congratulations on getting the rights to BMF. And then I was like, just so you know, I want to audition. Mm-hmm. Like that.
Straight
and after
like that.
I said it, I was like.
Yeah.
Straight like that.
Fuck, was that too, like, direct? Like,
take that risk.
Ooh. Yeah. And then, what was that, maybe 2 years or a year later, that's when the power audition came.
Wait, what did he respond?
He didn't really give me much. It was just like,
he was like,
yeah.
I was like,
exactly
what?
How
there's that. That's not happening. Yeah. But
you could even tell him, like, hey, 50, I got a $5 million check for you.
He was like, yeah.
He's like, we
so
talk,
that's
we
what
talk.
Made me feel like,
We talk.
We'll talk. That's what made me feel like, damn, was that not the right thing to do? Because... But what would he say anyway? Yeah, like, right. I'm never...
Like, let me set up my camera in the back room.
Yeah. Let me get this audition right now.
Yeah. Let me get the sides right now.
Exactly. Yeah. So, then when this came around, I was like, dang, I wonder if he actually remembered me from The Oath, because I had, like, a small recurring role on there. But,
and that was his show? It was on Crackle?
Yep, it was on Crackle. Yep, Sony Crackle. Yeah, man.
Because I met him a couple weeks ago. Kwame,
Who's
he was on The Wire.
Yep, yes.
Yes. So I met him a couple weeks ago, and he was telling me that he knows Arlen and he knew you, and he's a good dude.
I love Five, man. Because if he's kind of like familiar with you, he's always gonna keep you in mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, just like how like
Lala.
Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Lala.
Lala.
Alex.
You
know, Alex was on Den of Thieves.
Yep. Oh right.
Yeah. So like.
And Den of Thieves was before she got on.
Yeah, that was a minute ago. Yeah, that
That's
was a while
crazy.
Ago.
Crazy.
Yeah, I went to the viewing for that shit. It was fire.
Yeah.
See.
But yeah, if he's familiar with you and he sees something in you, he's gonna always
keep you. Yeah.
No matter what he got going on, whatever project he feels like you could be a fit for, he's gonna.
That's
he's gonna
dope.
Think about you.
Yeah. So outside of power, like, what do you want? What do you want to do next, acting wise?
Outside of her, I would
love
to.
Or if it's singing or something, whatever.
Not singing. Even though I can make my voice get really deep, but no. I would love to direct and produce.
Love that.
I feel like, although I'm still growing in my career and my skills, because you're always growing as an actor, you never want to feel comfortable, because that's when you start sucking. Like, you just, you're not good anymore. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I would be a good director because I understand the craft, and I feel like I can be gentle, but then also articulate what I want to get across and not be confusing, because that could be a lot.
Kind of like Nefertiti. You remember Nefertiti?
Oh, yes. I love Nefertiti.
She was great.
She was so good.
Her notes would be like this quick, fast.
She knows what she wants. Yeah, I love Nefertiti. She directed episode... I just remember that she directed the episode where me and Trace and my family were at the...
The
table. I don't know if that's what there was a scene there that did get cut, but I had on like that light pink Palm Angels hoodie. Mm. It was my birthday. Mm. She directed when it was my birthday.
Oh, that scene. Okay, yeah.
What episode is that?
I think it might have been 6.
5 or 6?
No, 206. 206. 206. 206. 205 or 206.
Okay, because that's the the episode where I got choked because she was the director for that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's she's crazy. Great. I loved her. She's but yeah, so I could definitely see you guys having similar energy. Oh, I would love to direct too.
Thank
I would love that. It'd be so fun.
No, y'all, I could see y'all. Do you think we should be able to direct
together?
Ghost?
We should. Oh, yeah, easy. Yeah. When it gets that later in the season.
You know what's crazy? The first movie I've ever done was directed by the star of the movie. Yeah, the director
how
of the movie
is that,
was my co-star.
Like, how did you're directing
co-star.
Yourself while you're in it? Like, how was that?
I don't even know how he did it. I mean, like, I could see it not being too hard, but like. Like, when you look at it, like, it sounds like what the fuck? Yeah. Like, what like, how do you stay locked in and, like, being a character? And then when you cut, it's time to be a director.
Director.
Like, But, I mean, that's what you have, like, ADs for.
That's
and
true.
All
that's
that
very
too,
true.
It's assistant director. And he like, is the one that kind of sets everything up while the director's trying to focus on, like, the shot and what the actors need. And the ADs kind of, like, setting up, like, the other stuff. Like, okay, is camera in here? Is this and that? Stuff that don't he doesn't
you
need to
You could definitely
about.
Be a producer.
Oh, I am. We are.
We but just, I'm talking about like.
Right. Yeah.
Whoa. He's like. So then the AD is this, and then the other person
like,
is.
Help the
but
people.
But no, that makes sense.
Who do you know aren't on set every day? But I had one more question, but now I'm forgetting it. imagine if me and Michael. Oh, that's what I was gonna say. If me
Both
and Michael
direct?
Directed an episode
I'll
together,
I'll be here for it.
But I just think it would be weird to like. To go up to Woody and be like, hey, Woody, I need this from you.
Bro.
No,
like,
but you're directors.
You like, I know, but you're also, like, we're also actors and peers. Like, it'd be weird to walk up to him and be like, hey, Woody, you're doing well, but just, you need, you know?
Yeah, because, like, even, like, me, like, I'll be like, because I just observe a lot in, like, scenes. And, like, I could, like, if I'm, like, my scene partner, I see something they could, like an opportunity for them to try something. Like,
yeah.
I'd be having shit in my mind, but I'm not going to just go to, like, yo, right. I think you should, like, it's just not,
but
like.
But we do that with each other because we're comfortable like, with each other.
Same. Like, and I tell you, I'm like, listen, if I'm doing something, tell me. Because like, I'm open to it.
Yeah, certain people you have that, like, you know, that understanding with. But it's just, like, I don't want to come.
I'm like, Michael, spank me right now.
No, no.
LaToya, is there anything that, you know, anything else that you want to plug or talk about? Or, like, I mean, obviously, we're going to have you back on when Ghost airs, the best one. we'll recap episodes.
Whenever, because we don't know when it airs.
Yeah, they never tell us.
They're
anything.
So mysterious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Piss me off.
Yeah.
But what I will say, I think is so cool that Nuclear Dinner, the fact that
we didn't touch on that
a long time ago now and people still talk about it.
Like, did you think it was going to be like that when you were filming it?
No, I like what exactly? Which
like
did you think it was going to be like so impactful? Like did you think it was going like, to get such a reaction from the people?
I knew it was going to get a reaction, but the reaction that it's getting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got like 150,000 followers after that
from
episode.
From that.
Right.
Like
yeah.
it's just.
Because like you see it, like you see it's written, you're like, oh yeah, this is going to make them react like this.
Yeah.
But
then
like you do it, you bring it to life, it's like,
all
it's a
the,
whole
I did
different
not
feeling
think
than
people
what you
were going to like. Try to reenact it and do the
That video was insane. That was
Is it
fire.
The business moving dude? He's like, Brayden!
Nah, it was it wasn't him that did it? I think no, it was someone else. He does
with the chick.
Yeah, he had it with the chick, and he was playing all the characters.
He literally was
one guy playing all.
Is that
everyone.
The one that did Daniel Bellamy's
yes,
one
yes,
too?
Yes.
Like I don't know, that blew me.
Yeah, how'd you get in a mode for that?
Oh,
like,
God,
that's intense. You're dropping a lot of bombs.
Long scene.
Yeah, damn receipts.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what you said, how you don't really go over it. Like, I just read it, and I walked around my apartment, and I made sure that I knew the words completely in my body so that I could just say and be free. Mm-hmm. And then everybody in the scene. So when I actually did it for the first time out loud, that was the first time I acted it out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I had never acted. I just read it.
After that, you got it out. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Do you memorize with someone or no?
Sometimes, but for the most part, by myself. I feel like I have a photographic memory, so, like, I can get it.
Look at it, yeah.
But, yeah.
It's like, Mike, like, I have to read it with my little brother on FaceTime, like, the night before. I'll just read it a couple times. Mike will go to set, and he'll be like, what the fuck's that saying? And it's like this long. He's like,
got it.
I got it. Like, and then he'll just be like, I'm like, what the?
I even say, I'm like, how does he, for the table reads, he don't stutter? I'm like, how the hell? Like, it's crazy to me.
Sometimes, like, it's so weird with me, though, because, like, some scenes, I could read it, like, fucking phone. I could read it like five,
bad news
six
on that pen.
I could read the scene like five, six times by myself sometimes, and it's just like, it won't really register to me. And then, like, I could read it with you, or I could read it with you.
Yeah.
You could read it like two, three times, and I'm like, oh, I know exactly what I gotta say. It's like,
that's
I use
crazy.
Your, I like use your line as like the cue for my next
line. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know?
I'm like, okay, what's the last line? Yeah. Okay, boom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. No, it was, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was kind
we
of
were ad libbing.
With, say that again?
Sorry. Oh, no, go ahead, go ahead.
No. No, you can go.
No, you nah, said, you gotta okay. Go. What did he say?
No, it was kind of like the same when I was filming the scene where I was taking the weight for Tariq when Braden was in court.
Oh, God.
And I was like, oh, this is like a dope thing, but people went nuts on TikTok. I was getting tagged.
You wasn't expecting that.
I did. I really
yeah,
did.
Loyalty.
Yeah, they really came through with that. Yeah.
Oh, this is fire. Yeah. Did you know you were getting this?
Yeah, I knew I was getting it. Yeah.
Damn, it's fire. Yeah. Okay. And yeah, it was in what? Times Square too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello. Yeah, man. Like, I feel like scenes like that, like the Atomic Dinner is like, you know everything that's like went on in the backstory too. So like,
yeah,
when you're in the zone, it's like you don't even have to be too like to the
structure,
script.
No.
You don't even gotta be too to the script. Like, you already know what's going on. So once you know the information and everything that everyone's going through, it's like, okay, I know this, so I can say it this way.
Because I was ad-libbing on certain parts.
As you should. That's why I was like, so fire.
Yeah, Zeke says something and I'm like, he's like not really looking at the paper. And I'm like, look at it. Yeah. Like when I said that one, because I told him look at it. He wasn't really looking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I need to make him look at this. Like, it was just crazy.
Fire.
Monet, first of all, I wasn't expecting for her to get up. That wasn't scripted. Like, she got up.
She did a little thing at you.
Yes.
I was like, camera like, oh,
yes. Yeah. Woody's trying to like really stop her.
Yeah.
I get over closer to Berto Lorenzo, who plays my dad. Like, it was good.
Woody's pretending like he doesn't know what's going on, but he knows what's
he
going
knew.
On.
He knew. And he knew. Exactly. And he knew. There was one part where he fell in the seat because like he tried to get up, but something happened and the whole seat fell. It was
did
so
it make
good.
It or no?
It didn't make it. But it was nice because
that's
it
why
broke
we need
up
BTS
that
and Blueprint,
intense.
Man.
Right. Like, yeah, just tension that was in that room. Mm-hmm. So we all had to stop for a moment and laugh. It was nice.
We should talk to Stars and see if we can get some, like, BTS.
BTS and bloopers,
I was just
going to
say that.
Stuff,
cut, deleted scenes.
Yes.
Because, like, people, like, I met Tommy in Go, in Power, and people don't know that. Like,
oh, wait.
Right? You don't even know that. That's what I'm saying. That scene never made it. So people don't know.
Yeah,
this
he comes
stuff.
Into really? The choke. Was it
his dorm room?
Yeah,
he goes, get the fuck out, Bieber.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah. They stay calling you something, Bieber, Macklemore,
Machine Gun Kelly,
Machine Gun Kelly,
Tom Cruise.
They've called you. Yeah. At least Peter
it's like, Woody,
at least it's like cool people like Tom Cruise. I'm like, okay, that's not
no,
that bad.
No, it was Peter Pan for me. Woody when he called you Peter Pan, I was like,
yeah. And he'd be
so
just coming
stupid.
Out of nowhere with that shit. Like,
okay,
like,
Peter
one, like, few teen, like, few takes, he wouldn't say, like you know, he wouldn't say a word. And then, like, the next scene, he was like, fuck around, call you Tom Cruise or, like,
wait,
Brad Pitt.
Was Peter Pan last season? Did he call me that?
I think so.
I
don't know if it made it, but he called you Peter Pan in the Tipperary, and I fell out.
Bro, yeah, that Woody's hilarious.
Well, Toya, we're going to have you back for another episode. You're going to come on.
Yes.
You're going to be a recurring guest. We're going to get you a series regular.
Yeah, she's a series regular
on
the crew.
Regular,
has it.
You know what I'm saying?
But plug your shit. What's your Instagram, everything?
Oh, so
TikTok?
My... Ooh, yeah. Hold on. Let me say this. There is a Facebook going on right now under my name, LaToya Tonadeo. It is not me.
Yeah.
Okay? That's number one.
So don't send them no money.
Don't send no money. Don't send your tracks.
Yeah.
Talking about they going to post it. It's not me.
That happened to me on Facebook
it's
too
scary.
Right now, but it's blowing up. So I'm like, and all he does is just post what I post on Instagram.
Okay,
so I was like, okay, cool.
But their page is private. I can't see what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, damn, that's tough.
Yeah.
I'm
I
like, I should
like
just
to
pay
know.
This guy to run my. I mean, he is messaging people saying he's going to beat them up, but I also do that too. So, yeah.
No, listen, it's not me.
Yeah.
And as far as Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, it's the same handle, Toy Official. That's my handle.
You have season. I mean, listen, Power has been our lives, so we don't really have anything else coming out. We don't have
no time to do anything
we
else.
We got no breaks. We don't got
nothing. Yeah. But super that would be power. Dope. I do want to, like, be a superhero. I would love to be in, like, a Marvel or DC.
Speak it out there.
Oh,
put it on your
God.
Vision board.
Oh, it is. It
oh,
yeah. is.
I love that.
Yeah, so just give it some time.
Because I already got, like, you see the little muscle? Like,
I can't really see it, but that's just, I'm
He's
just far
so
away.
Well, I got muscles, you know what I'm saying? I can do that. Yeah.
But yeah, man, Toya Official, LaToya Tonadeo, we have
thank
it.
Thank you.
The crew has it, and you have it.
Michael, plug your stuff. You know.
Yeah. Michael Rainey Jr. on the gram, Where's 22, TikTok, Where's 22.
Everything.
Tune in. And yeah, we hit the crew. Oh, wait, you got to plug yours,
too. Yeah, I got to get it. Gianni V. Paolo, and then follow every, you know, the crew has it, TikTok, Instagram. Like, subscribe, please.
The YouTube, the crew has it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and then Michael, finish us off with it.
Hold on. So, mark and rehearsal done? Everything done?
Everything mark and rehearsal's done.
All right.
Crew has it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try. The crew has it. Never mind.
Hit us with one. Hit us with one. Just one.
The crew has it.
Oh, yeah.
The crew has it, and you have it.
Bow.
Yay. Woo. You killed it.
Talking about, I'm nervous.
I am. Give me a hug.